From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
I bid you welcome, welcome home. From the bottom of my heart, welcome home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Dave Bobbin with Welcome Home, and in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home. And if you would like to request we play a home theme song in the beginning of our show, please visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page and just make a request, a comment requesting a song, and we will play your song, your if it's a home has a home related theme to it. And we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. So visit the Charleston Home and Design Magazine Facebook page. Tell us a home theme song that you would like to hear at the beginning of our radio show, and we'll get it on. We'll even credit you on the radio, on our radio show, and then we'll send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which is coming up in January at the brand new Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at the Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happened a few weekends ago, also at the brand new Gilliard. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, and we'll be talking with the daughter of the owner, Diane Schroeder, also Laura Shaw with Aiden Fabrics, Bobby Joe Engelby with Domain Interiors, Sammy Kuzmar with Stellar Engraving, and also Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. Well, we are starting to get ready for the for our next home show, the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's going to be happening January 27th through the 29th, and the show is pretty much sold out. We maximized the space inside that brand new Gilliard, but we've got and I'm not bragging, but we've got so many happy vendors that they pretty much all signed up. They had such a great show last January. They all have signed up for the January show. And so it's going to be another sellout. I think it already is sellout. We're going to start placing booths next week. So we've got that to look forward to. Also, the brand new issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, look for it next week. It'll be out at various locations next week. So look for it and look for the we got a great cover that I'll let you I'll keep that as a cliffhanger and let you see it for yourself. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, located at 1157 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Diane Schroeder with Palmetto Moon Antiques. How are you doing, Diane?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good. Diane, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Moon Antiques.
Well, we are just a small family-based store that we've had for 18 years. We're situated in a very old house, over 100 years old. We do things from reclaimed artifacts, architectural things, to new pieces. We also, you know, go around and go to various antique spots out of town and do our picking. And we also have people that also do that for us as well. Mm-hmm. But we just enjoy the hunt of it all.
Good deal. Is there a particular style of antiques that Palmetto Moon Antiques is known for?
We have evolved over the last 18 years. When we first opened, it was more of the antiques that you would see in older homes. But we have really, our clientele has changed significantly, and we've also catered to their needs. A lot of it's very eclectic. We mix new and old pieces. And when you come in our store, you'll find that there is a good bit of diversity with things that we do sell here. So.
Mm-hmm. Give our listeners an example of maybe some of the repurposed items, the architectural items that architectural elements that Palmetto Antiques has either repurposed, or do you folks buy them already repurposed sometimes?
Well, our biggest seller is our antique pressed tin ceiling mirrors, mm-hmm. and also the tin tiles. And these are salvaged from old buildings. A lot of the older buildings that they take out of the ceilings, really, and they make the mirrors and the pressed tin ceiling tiles. We have gorgeous lamps that are done from, they're repurposed actually from garden walls in China. They're mm-hmm. over 200-year-old pieces of terracotta that were all hand-done, and we had them made into lamps, and they have been a very big seller as well.
Is that an example behind you, what we're looking at right here?
Yep.
Kind of paint a picture for our listeners of what these lamps look like.
They have a gray, they are terracotta, they have a gray, dark gray color to them, but they are all beautiful, anywhere from a lotus flower to different kind of florals that actually come out very dimensional, like
it kind of looks like there's they're sort of block shaped.
Yes.
But then the
you can see how they were incorporated into the wall because they were actually done on top of the walls sideways, horizontally, uh-huh. but we actually make the lamps vertically. So you can see how those lamps are actually constructed into the wall. But they are very heavy. A lot of people have put them on their front porches here, and they've survived very well for people.
Right.
But they've been very popular and unique to our store. Nobody else does them.
Neat. Yeah. And how old are these?
They're over 200-year-old pieces of terracotta.
Very nice. And what do you call these particular lamps?
We put they're called old soul lamps because we feel like they have a past presence, a past life to them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of that energy that comes through into them.
Gotcha. Very interesting. What do you find homeowners using with some of these repurposed pieces or some of the other items that they find at Palmetto Moon Antiques? Are they telling you what they're planning to use them for regarding hanging on a wall or throughout the home?
They do. With the tin tiles in particular, we had a lady in Charlotte come here, and she bought over 55 of them. She was going to put all different tiles back into the ceiling in her master bathroom. And I can't wait to see the pictures because I know it's going to be beautiful. I have seen the tiles done numerous ways. A lot of people do them in backsplashes, incorporate them in their kitchens. Also headboards, behind their bed. And then I've also seen a couple of times people have done a whole wall and just incorporated them, behind a bed or as an accent wall, really.
And these old tin tiles that come from ceilings, These are from structures. Where do you have any idea where they came from?
Sometimes we get the information on them. Some of the copper mirrors we have, for instance, was salvaged from the roof of the Philadelphia Convention Center, which was a 75-plus-year-old building, and it had the patina. It's gorgeous. We have a lot of the copper mirrors around here. So we do get information sometimes, but not typically.
Speaking of that patina that you're talking about, people love that distressed look in their homes, don't they? Even the nicest homes, they want some sort of distressed look on the and you have, and Palmetto Moon Antiques has a lot of different items that are that have that distressed style.
Yes, we do. Like I said before, our business has really evolved from the polished antique to incorporating that distress look, kind of a farmhouse look. A lot of people are into the barn doors and, you know, just the farmhouse kind of furniture and that kind of thing. And we get those pieces, and people find that they can always incorporate something like that, whether it be a side table, a dresser, into their decor.
How often does Palmetto Moon Antiques get new items in?
Well, it's my mom and I, so we are, you know, we do what we can. We're constantly going to estate sales and auctions when they're available. I do some travel so that I'm able to buy things out of town and bring stuff back on my finds. But it just, you know, we have people that we bought from for years that will actually bring stuff to us. So it's a little bit more, you know, we have the time to really come and pick through what they've already picked out. So, you know, we do get things frequently. It's just, and our customers know, because they've been shopping with us for a long time, that our inventory changes all the time, and we're always kind of looking and searching for the newest thing, the newest trend coming out. So,
What are some of the trends that you're seeing in terms of, like, the items that you're finding customers buying these days?
Well, like you hit it on the nail head there, the reclaimed and the rustic look is very popular. A lot of people are looking to repurpose things, old vanities, things that maybe weren't particularly used for a certain piece somewhere in a room, and they want to repurpose it and use it, like with bathrooms. People are finding pieces of furniture and making vanities out of them, you know, instead of having just a cabinet maker, you know, come and make, although that is lovely, but people do want a little bit of character added to their, you know, added to their home.
How would you describe, just in general, the price points here at Palmetto Moon Antiques versus maybe some of the antique stores down on King Street?
Well, we definitely do not have the King Street prices, although their stuff is lovely. We just we cater to, you know, a buyer that anywhere from a single mom or a family that, you know, doesn't have a lot of money to tie up into something new for their home, whether, you know, they have an opportunity to come in and find something that they can afford. And then we have a few high-end pieces that, you know, appeal to our other buyers that are always looking for that unique piece to finish off their decor.
Whenever I'm interviewing someone from an antique store, I always ask them if they have their own antique roadshow moment, if they've ever had one of those finds that turns out to be, you know, it's bought cheap and it turns out to be very expensive.
Yeah, you know, we personally, I have not. We haven't had that here, but we always feel like you can always find a treasure here. I mean, there's things that, you know, my mom and I do read up a lot on pieces that we get that are unique to what we buy, and that we find out, you know, information that we didn't really necessarily know coming into it. So to us, I guess that's the treasure. But personally, not anything that we can retire just yet.
Right. Well, I guess the impression I have about Palmetto Moon Antiques is everything here seems to be for the home versus maybe objects that one might collect. I don't know. I'd like to collect antique binoculars, for example. And whereas it looks like everything here, if you're interested in adding to your home's decor, this is Palmetto Moon Antiques is a great place to shop.
Yes, you know, people do come in and ask about coin collections, things like that, smaller, small things that we don't really necessarily carry a lot of just because we don't have, the demand is not there for our particular store. People that have been shopping us for a long time kind of know and have an idea of how we've evolved and what we do offer. So, you know, we like to say if you're coming in looking for something particular and we don't have it, they always end up leaving with something.
Right, right.
Which is nice.
Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Moon Antiques?
You can visit our website at pmoonantiques.com. You can also call us here at 843-856-1881. We're here every day but Sunday, 11 to 4 p.m.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, we have been talking with Diane Schroeder with Palmetto Moon Antiques. And thanks so much for hosting today's radio show.
Thank you, Tim. It was great.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, located at 1157 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Laura Shea with Aiden Fabrics. How you doing, Laura?
Good. How are you?
Good. Laura, take a moment, tell everybody about Aiden Fabrics.
Well, we are that big giant fabric store on the corner of the Isle of Palms Connector and Hungry Neck Boulevard. We're there Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 9:30 to 4. We are not only just a fabric store, but a fabric store that can help you create something beautiful for the home with the design flair with any of our designers at the store, and we're there to help.
Good deal. Well, Laura, where around the house can Aiden Fabrics help homeowners?
We would help you in your interior areas with window treatments, furniture, home decor, design, rugs, lamps, lighting, as well as the porch area and around the pool. We have a huge outdoor selection as well as indoor fabrics.
Okay. And Aiden Fabrics, you folks sell the fabrics that can be fabricated to end up in those different rooms. Talk about some of the pieces, some of the furnishings and window treatments and so forth that that start with the fabrics that are purchased at Aiden Fabrics.
If we're going to talk about window treatments specifically, window treatments can be decorative, also create a function, and also be a protective barrier for your home. So when that occurs, we are going to kind of guide you down the path of what's going to be appropriate for that window, whether it's form and function or a little bit of both. Many folks don't realize how much can be involved in a window application. There's not only just fabrics, but there's the creativity of that fabric and turning it into something that's going to hang from the window, but also the amount of technical things that are needed to go on the wall, with hardware and others.
Laura, do you does Aiden Fabrics fabricate the fabrics that are purchased at? Do you folks have a workroom, or do you recommend tell homeowners that are purchasing fabric at Aiden Fabrics where they can? They can go to a reputable place to have the fabric worked on.
Well, at Aiden Fabrics, we are the drapery workroom. We are going to put it together, not only just put it together, but we're going to help you design something that's going to look beautiful and function. We have workrooms locally and regionally that we use to funnel all the work. We would never expect anyone to take miles of fabric home and try to put it together themselves.
Right. What are you, are there any particular trends that you're seeing at Aiden Fabrics? Is there any type of fabric or colors or anything like that that you're seeing that homeowners are choosing more than another?
I'd like to say with our store in particular, we try to cater to everyone's needs, not just a beige and blue, gray and white color scheme. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have had homes for many years, and to give up and change so much is too much change. And so we try to keep fabrics there for everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's very hard to say that blue is the number one color, even though it is one of the number one fabrics colorways sold in the United States, but all the fabrics are pretty.
Mm-hmm. We've got the holidays coming up, and you mentioned that Aiden Fabrics is located right out near the Isle of Palm Connector. A lot of rental properties out in Isle of Palms, and homeowners oftentimes are looking to update their rental properties on the islands this time of year. What are you seeing folks coming to Aiden Fabrics asking for in terms of if they want to, if they have a project maybe they want to get done before the holidays, or for some of those rental properties?
For before the holidays, a lot of folks are wanting to revamp bedrooms, revamp the living rooms to give it a little spruce up, maybe a new rug, possibly a new piece of furniture. But for the folks that have rental properties, they are going to be beginning the process of renewing their rentals so that they can be ready for the rental season. Mm-hmm. And that can entail quite a bit. Not only just window treatments, but new bedding, new furniture, replacing and fixing and getting it ready.
And Aiden Fabrics, you folks sell those rugs that you mentioned, and the bedding that you're referring to, maybe like the matching bed spreads, and I may not have the right terminology, pillows and stuff like that, right?
We do. Bedding can be done in a couple ways. Custom-made shams and bolsters and scarves at the end of the beds. Or we also have a variety of ready-mades that are available that are washables. Mm-hmm. So it's a dual-layered thing. Mm-hmm. I just recently helped a customer mix some of the ready-mades with some custom-made shams. So, and we're doing a blend of the two.
Mm-hmm. And I understand that Aiden Fabrics, you folks have expanded your rug collection.
We have. We now have Jaipur rugs, and we've had Surya, and now a new company that's here in the United States, Capel. Mm-hmm. And they have a fantastic and very beautiful collection of outdoor rugs that mm-hmm. look like indoor rugs. And their niche product is a twist on braided rugs.
Hmm, interesting. And is there a difference in if someone were to put a rug outside, or what's the difference between a rug that's made for the outdoors versus one that they, you know, that they might just move from the inside to the outdoors?
Well, an outdoor rug is going to be made of a polyolefin, a polyacrylic, polypropylenes, recycled plastics type of products, and they're made to mimic indoor rugs. And the beauty of an outdoor rug and fabrics is it can capture water and repel it.
Mm-hmm.
They're also bleach cleanable, so you can lift mold and stains from it, where an indoor rug is going to be a nylon or a wool and rayon or jute, and they are different, and they're beautiful, but they're not meant for the outdoors because they're going to decay quicker.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And I understand Aiden Fabrics, you folks are having a sale through the end of September?
We are. All of our fabrics are at least 20% off, up to 50%, and I do have some older fabrics in our clearance area for about 75% off. So we have a lot of new inventory coming in, plus it's a great time to move some of the other inventory and take advantage of the sales if you are doing any kind of revamping, redecorating for the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Aiden Fabrics?
Aiden Fabrics has a website, and we're on Facebook. And you can also call our store directly. Our number is 843-216-0008. Option zero, someone from the front desk can answer the call. Mm-hmm. Or you can leave a voicemail message on one of our designers' messages.
Okay, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Laura Shea with Aiden Fabrics. Thanks so much, Laura.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, located at 1157 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. How are you doing, Bobby Joe?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Domain Interiors.
Domain Interiors and Design is a full-service interior design showroom, and we recently moved and are located at 767 Coleman Boulevard in the old Zinn Rug Gallery space next to 6 Mile Antique Mall mm-hmm. and the Subway and Red Drum Restaurant. Everyone knows where that is.
Uh-huh.
We have a showroom space where people can come in and take a look at furniture, home decor, rugs, fabrics. We do window treatments. We have art, we can do custom art, we do custom furniture, and we're also sharing our space. Our new space is going to be shared with Classic Kitchens mm-hmm. and Charleston Plank Floors, which is hardwood flooring, and we're going to be calling our new facility Mount Pleasant Design Center.
Mm, very good, very good. So, Bobby Joe, Domain Interiors, you folks used to be located down the street in Mount Pleasant, mm-hmm. and you've closed that showroom and just moved up the street mm-hmm. to the old Zinn Rug Gallery space, and now Domain Interiors is sharing that old Zinn Rug Gallery space with two other home related companies.
Yes, so we have kind of a one stop shop for people that are remodeling, building, or you know just any kind of project. Whether it's just a little bit of updating, some home decor kind of thing, but you can come in and you can get a lot accomplished in one stop.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can pick out your cabinets for the kitchen or bathroom or other parts of the house, and then wood flooring, and then also talk to you because you're an interior designer by trade.
Yes. So we can help with we do a lot of special orders, so people can get the exact right fit for them, and as far as finishes, sizes, colors, so we can get, you know, bar stools, rugs, a coffee table, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it might be, we can help you with that.
Gotcha. Is this new space for Domain Interiors, is it open now?
It is open. We just opened kind of last week, and we're open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Mm-hmm. And we're open to the public, and we also have a trade program for other interior designers.
Mm-hmm. And then will you folks be having a grand opening or anything?
Yeah, we're planning on something. It's still to be announced, but I believe it'll be mid to late October. We are really excited about offering a grand opening for the Mount Pleasant Design Center.
Well, it sounds a little strange to talk about this now, but the holidays are coming up. And how can Domain Interiors help folks with their homes and with the holidays coming up?
Well, we get kind of a mad rush this time of year because people, it's hard to, like you said, it's hard to believe that the holidays are right around the corner. But as far as, you know, getting projects completed, like ordering upholstery or having window treatments made or pillows or whatever, you know, typical lead time is 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes that goes up right now, 8 to 12, because everybody's wanting to finish things up for the holidays. Mm-hmm. So we can help. For instance, we're offering an upholstery sale now through the end of September.
Mm-hmm.
So everything in stock is on sale, and we also are offering a sale on special order pieces, which mm-hmm. can arrive in 6 to 10 weeks. We just have to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So we are helping people kind of complete some of those loose ends or kind of fluff up their interior that they have been, you know, maybe it's time for something new to kind of get it ready for all that entertaining that's coming up.
Mm-hmm. And Bobby Joe, talk about some of the ways in the past that you as an interior designer have helped homeowners maybe get their homes or different rooms ready for company coming during the holidays.
Yeah, a lot of times for this time of year, people really want to focus on the dining room and the living room areas primarily because those are the hub of the household. So we will, the best thing to do, and we do this a lot, is to go into your home and do a one-hour consultation. And in that 1 hour, we can kind of do a walkthrough, talk about areas of concern, point out things that maybe we would recommend changing or doing differently, or just sharing some ideas on what can be done. And from there, we move on to creating, if the homeowner chooses to, maybe a punch list of some things we want to do or accomplish or change, or maybe a shopping list of things we need to get to finish something up or replace things or that kind of thing. A lot of times we can repurpose things that they've already had too. Mm-hmm. We do reupholstery and that slip covers, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you push your style on that homeowner, or how do you maybe draw out? Sometimes the homeowner may not even know what their style is.
Right. So some people have, we work with all kinds of people. Some of them have a home that is really almost finished. They just have a couple trouble spots they need help with. And we always keep in mind the client and their taste and their needs, and we make recommendations based on that. And myself and my designers that work for me, we pull from our years of experience in doing so. So they're paying for it to get our expertise and our years of working on decor. Okay, so we tend to have our, I've worked on a lot of projects that are probably considered more modern and more modern coastal. Mm-hmm. And lately we've been doing a lot of style, working with homeowners that have more of a what I would call a global look in their homes, where they've traveled a lot or they've collected a lot. And that's a really big thing right now in the interior design world, is kind of this bohemian or boho look, they call it, very eclectic, maybe mixing modern pieces with antiques and pulling in some more ethnic or tribal look with that. And when it's all pulled together well, it looks very casual yet sophisticated and worldly. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing working on a lot of what we call global chic or boho chic projects here in the Charleston area.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks have never worked with an interior designer, and talk about how an interior designer can ultimately help a homeowner save money.
We help people avoid making expensive mistakes. And many of the people that we work with have had an experience where maybe they ordered something online, or they bought things one piece at a time and tried to plug it all in together and it just didn't work. Mm-hmm. The best way to do it is to have an overall plan. You don't have to replace everything. You don't have to do a whole room. But to kind of have it all planned out first and then kind of accomplish or acquire those pieces or things that you need to do. And many people phase that. They don't do it all. Their budget doesn't allow for them to do it all. Mm-hmm. In 1 month or whatever. They might work on it over the course of a year or two, but we help people to do that and avoid expensive mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had any situations where people have bought items online without really seeing them, and it turns out to be too big or just not suited for a room?
All the time. And I have clients that, they come to us and they've got closets filled with things or what, that they bought, they never returned and they don't want them anymore. And, they're tired of sending things mm-hmm. back, that kind of thing. So it really helps if you have at least, if you're working with a designer, you might not have the actual bed that you're going to order. You might not be able to see the actual bed, but you'll be able to see the finished samples of the wood or the upholstery that's on it. And the designer can vouch for the quality of it, because we go to market and we see what's out there and we sit in it and we try it and we know, we know what levels of quality things are made at.
Mm-hmm. If, do you have, customers who, who you've established a relationship with, and when they want to make a purchase, they'll just kind of run it by you to make sure that they're not making that mistake?
Yes, all the time. Yeah. So when we're working with someone, you know, we might do a few things at first, and then things quiet down for a little while, and then all of a sudden we hear from people. I get emails and texts from my clients, and when they're out and about, asking me for suggestions and ideas, and I'm always happy to work with people and help them make the best choices.
Mm-hmm. I'll bet. Correct me if I'm wrong, but are some of the customers maybe a little bit? They're kind of dipping their toe into the water as they start to work with you, and then there comes just a moment when you've totally won them over, and now they just trust you completely.
Yes, yes, and that's a great thing. But we always run things by, you know, we always do everything upon approval. Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't buy anything or make any drastic changes without our clients' approval. But mm-hmm. we have several customers that just kind of let us do what we want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're never going to get better advice than from an interior designer. And how long have you been an interior designer, Bobby Joe?
I think if I do the math, 1994, so that makes it about
20 plus years.
Yeah, 20 some years. Yes,
20 some years. There you go. Well, how can folks get in contact with Bobby Joe Engleby at Domain Interiors?
Well, they can stop by and see us, 767 Coleman Boulevard, next to 6 Mile Antique Mall. They can follow us on Facebook. We post on Facebook and Instagram. We have accounts, and we post all our new arrivals and special events, sales, that kind of thing. And they can also go to our website, which is www.domainmtp.com. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 843-388-0328.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Bobby Joe Engleby with Domain Interiors. Thanks so much, Bobby Joe.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, located at 1157 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Sammy Kuzmar with Stellar Engraving. How you doing, Sammy?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Good, good. Sammy, take a moment and tell everybody about Stellar Engraving.
We are an engraving shop located on James Island, and what we're trying to tailor is more of home type of products, anything ranging from cabinets to furniture. We're doing an air intake, projects that you have in mind and you want to try to develop that would fit in your type of home and your style that you would like.
Gotcha. So talk about some of the different places around the house that Stellar Engraving has that you folks have helped homeowners with.
We've obviously done cabinets where people would want a laser etched logo or symbol or something that would give them a unique touch inside their kitchen. That's been the primary focus. We've also done 3D renderings inside kitchen cabinets, but we've slowly started branching out, and we've had people come up and ask us for air intakes with new designs. Also furniture that they've wanted to add another touch to the doors on the furniture piece to fit their style inside their living room or, you know, maybe a bedroom. I'm trying to think. We also done mantel pieces. And that'd be the range of it.
Gotcha. So, as far as the cabinet doors go, I understand that a cabinet company came to Stellar Engraving and asked if you were able to do something with the cabinet doors themselves as far as engraving them goes.
Yes, we kept getting a certain client that works near us come back and ask for these special designs on cabinet doors that they were installing in higher end homes, and there were a lot of unique entailed and a lot of unique details in these doors. We would help design the door, and then we would use either the laser or the CNC to etch out that pattern for them. And they would take back the door, finish it up, and install it in the homes. Hmm. We just kept seeing them coming back and asking for these new designs, unique designs. And we kind of morphed from doing that to doing other stuff.
Gotcha. So instead of just having a, you know, people are used to, I guess I've never thought of a cabinet door as being a plain cabinet door, but in this case, unless it's has some special engraving from Stellar Engraving, then it is a plain cabinet door. And so instead of a plain cabinet door, how can Stellar Engraving, what have you folks done in the past that to maybe help to illustrate what Stellar Engraving can help homeowners with in the future?
Sure. And one example was we did a beach home for someone. They came by, same group, they came by with the doors, and they were just plain wooden square doors. And they wanted a beach touch to their home, so we ended up designing a seashell and a seahorse. So we did some 3D renderings and ended up carving, you know, a seahorse and a seashell that went into the bathroom doors for this particular client. So now you walk into that room, and it's just not a plain door, but it gives you a touch, and you know that you're in a beach home because of the symbols that are going around there.
Hmm. And is the engraving, are you cutting all the way through the cabinet door so that you can see through and into inside the cabinet, or are you just kind of engraving that cabinet door maybe a quarter inch or an eighth of an inch or what?
We can do both. On that example for the bathroom, it was just a 3D rendering, so it only went about halfway through the door, but it still had the physical image out there. We've done kitchen doors where it's cut all the way through and allows backlighting to come through. You know, we've cut inlays where people can put glass or mirrors behind a door, but you can still see through it. Again, giving it a unique style, anything from like an Arabian pattern or a modern pattern. Also inlays where we take different type of woods and lay them on top of each other and give it a different feel.
Hmm. Completely unique. I mean, you're not going to find a, you know, if you wanted something like this done by Stellar Engraving in your kitchen, no one else will have kitchen cabinets like you do.
Yes, they're very personalized. Another example that gives a personal touch is we've done a logo for the side of a cabinet. It just doesn't have to be the doors. On the side of the cabinet, we put a logo. I think it was, at that time, was just an initial of the family name and a family crest on the side. I think they were actually putting that into one of the bars on the side. That, you know, gives it a different touch. It is a personal. People walk in, and it's something you can't just go to Lowe's or buy off the shelf. You have to really think down and get someone to help you design it and plan it out.
We live in an area where you know college sports teams are very, very big, and there might be a Clemson fan or a Carolina fan that might want you know, the logo engraved into their kitchen cabinets, and so that's something Stellar Engraving could help out with.
Yeah, it's that time of season where, you know, football's around. And it doesn't have to be with the kitchen. Again, we can, the bars, the custom-made bars that people like to have, even in the garages or in the man caves, you know, we can put the Clemson paw or the Carolina logo on certain different products that they want, maybe a bar signed with their name on it.
And you mentioned the air conditioning returns that everybody has in their house. And so instead of that I would say it's verging on ugly, just that kind of like white metal grate that you know, usually the air conditioning companies like to try to hide it, put it in an area that is not right out there at the open. How can Stellar Engraving help a homeowner to create an air conditioning return instead of that metal grate?
One example that we did was one home had the paneling all throughout the hallway, and it was a square paneling, and then you'd have one panel and another one, and then you had your metal grate, and then it continued on with the paneling. What we ended up doing was taking the metal grate out and designing a wood frame around there that would mimic the other side of the panelings, but in carved a see-through type of wood where the air was able to flow but give it a different pattern. And now you had, in this instance, was more of a wavy pattern. So it, you know, it caught the eye while you're in the hallway, but you didn't know exactly what you're looking at until you looked deeply into it and realized that it was an air intake.
Right. This is a having these different items around the house engraved is seems like sort of a new option for homeowners. So there's probably a lot of people who aren't even aware that, that this option is available to them.
No, they come by and they usually come and ask a couple of questions and say, well, we have this one little project, and when we show them the possibilities that can be done, you know, they start feeding off of that and say, wow, I have this other idea I want you to do, or this other thing, you know, and it kind of jumps from one to another. So the possibilities are endless, mm-hmm. you know, just around the house, not even with the house as well, but also with furniture. You know, imagine you wanted something done for your bed. Mm-hmm. You know, we can engrave something on the bed, or even a cabinet, or a chess piece.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned if someone wanted some sort of an inlay or something engraved on a mantle at home, that's something that Stellar Engraving has helped homeowners with.
Yes, we've worked on a mantelpiece before, where we did a 3D design for a customer, and we were able to cut that out of a solid block of wood. And then they used that as two end pieces for a mantle, and it was actually a lion. So you have an old look to that, but it's a new design.
Hmm. Is this like a 3D printer or something? Am I using the right terminology that you folks, that's a Stellar Engraving you folks use?
No, it's not a 3D printer. This is a CNC router.
Okay.
But we're able to rotate the product to different angles to give it a very similar to a 3D printer. You would have images on pretty much all the sides that you want to have images on,
mm-hmm.
And it would look as realistic as possible.
Is wood the most common material that Stellar Engraving would use, or what other types of materials are available?
The majority of the projects that we have done has been wood, but we've done steel, we've done plexiglass, we've also done glass and mirrors. Plastics is not a problem. Pretty much any material out there, even leather, paper products, you name it, and we haven't had a problem. Stone, tile.
That's great. That's great. Mm-hmm. Any place else around the house that Stellar Engraving could help a homeowner with?
You know, your typical areas, but it's not limited. And maybe you have a project that you want to work outside. Well, we also did a wall divider for a client. But we've had a lot of interest. People want to put that on their patio to block some of the sunlight coming into the old Charleston type of row homes.
Oh yeah.
So they want us to design some kind of wall divider that would block out the shade in those type of patios.
Hmm. And you brought a couple of things here today. What are we looking at here?
I brought an Aztec calendar, and it shows you the detail that the wood, or that the CNC machine is able to cut out of the wood. You can see that a lot of the detail in here. You're talking about very small, 1/8 of an inch type of cutouts, that, you know, and you can see. Also brought a piece of metal that we've done the Palmetto Moon on as a plaque.
Mm-hmm.
We're able to do metal without a problem. Actually, aluminum, steel. We can laser etch steel, and it would give a different contrast. But you can get good detail and good images out of it.
How long do you think it would take a wood carver to carve this Aztec calendar?
I would say probably in time of weeks, while we do it in hours.
Wow.
So it's a different type of the detail in it. For someone to do it by hand, they'd have to really sit there and chisel this little small parts out of it.
Right.
Even
right.
with a Dremel tool, it would be painstaking.
Right, sure. Well, how can folks get more information about Stellar Engraving?
The best way, we definitely are on the internet. You can look us up at stellarengraving.com. We're on Facebook, the same as Stellar Engraving, and Instagram. Or you're more welcome to call at 843-795-6680. And feel free to come by our shop on James Island.
Okay, and where's that located?
It's on 455-C Fleming Road.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Sammy Kuzmar with Stellar Engraving. Thanks so much, Sammy.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Palmetto Moon Antiques, located at 1157 Chuck Dolly Boulevard in Mount Pleasant. And now we're talking with Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. How are you doing, Kathy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about McKay Insurance.
We are an independent insurance agency, trusted choice, and what we sell is property and casualty insurance, for your like home, cars, umbrella, or small businesses. And we represent various insurance companies. We're not a one-horse show. In other words, we represent, say, the Hartford, the Travelers, but we represent many companies in one office, through one office.
What is the advantage of working with an independent insurance agent like McKay Insurance versus a direct writer?
Choices.
And the direct writer would be one that is just...
For example, Geico.
Geico, okay.
You call Geico for a quote, and they're going to give you a Geico quote. The disadvantage of that is you don't have anything to compare it to. You come to a Trusted Choice independent agent, and we have several markets through whom we are going to quote your insurance package and present you with the best options available through our agency with its various markets.
Do certain, like you mentioned, the Travelers, do certain insurance carriers, do they specialize in certain types of insurance?
Well, it depends, and yes and no. For instance, the Hartford Insurance Company, whom we represent, they also are directly representative of AARP. So they cater to the AARP customers. And their rates, if you are qualified for the AARP, are most often better than if you don't qualify for the AARP. Mm-hmm. So they kind of target that segment of the market to bring in that segment because they know that segment so well.
Is it possible to go to a direct writer like you mentioned, Geico, for insurance, let's say for maybe a diamond ring, engagement ring or something like that, and it turns out that they're not really suited for that type of insurance. So they'll sell it to you, but it ends up being a little bit more expensive than if they had gone to an independent insurance agent like McKay Insurance?
Sure. And that quite honestly, that can happen. And because the independent agents has more markets at his disposal, can provide you with perhaps a better rate or, more importantly, a better coverage.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And what kinds of insurance do you find McKay Insurance writing for people here in the Charleston area?
Oh, homeowners. It's real important that people understand that they're not stuck with their homeowners policy. They need to get out there and quote it. You know, it's expensive here because of our proximity to the coast. And you're not only dealing with fire, but you're dealing with wind, and you're dealing, on the other hand, with flood. So and there are many companies out there writing it, and it's very competitive. So what's important to the consumer is just you have choices. Get out there, look at them, compare them to what you have, and ask questions.
Mm-hmm. If flood insurance is not required on your home, do you need flood insurance?
Good question. And I think perhaps you could go upstate to Columbia, South Carolina, where many of those homes that flooded are not in a flood zone as designated by the FEMA flood program. They would tell you, sure, you need it. Yes, you do. And price it. And it is available to you whether you are in a designated FEMA zone or not. It is available to you if you're outside of a zone on a preferred basis. At the very least, talk to your agent. Price it.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to have too little insurance for your home or your automobile or something like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In particular, your home. And I'll address that on two sides. And if I talk too much, just let me know and slow me down. For your home, you know, people call all the time, and all they know is what they purchased the home for and what they consider it to be worth from a real estate perspective. And that has nothing to do with what you want to buy from an insurance perspective of the amount of coverage on your home. You want to buy equivalent to replacing your home, building it back. That's often a different number than what you see on a valued appraisal that's being provided to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to know reconstruction cost, which is often exceeds what you pay for the home, and you want to insure it at construction cost. Because if you don't, not only will you not have the proper funds to replace the home, you could be subject to a slight penalty by the insurance company for underinsuring. From an automobile perspective, I would say pay particular attention to your liability limits. The state of South Carolina has minimum limits, which are like $15,000, $30,000, somewhere in that neighborhood. And by that, I mean the most you have to buy is $15,000 bodily injury to a third party if, in fact, you're involved in an accident and it's your fault. That's obviously not a lot of money to pay medical expenses to a third party in the event that you're in an at-fault accident. Mm-hmm. Be sure when you're looking at your automobile policy that you're asking for quotes for higher limits, because you'd be pleasantly surprised that the higher the limit with liability insurance, the cost decreases with increased limits. Mm-hmm. So what you could end up with is doubling, tripling your limits for – you're not going to double or triple your premium, mm-hmm. a minimal amount of additional premium. And I'm not sure people understand that. They certainly don't understand it when they're buying it off the internet. Mm-hmm. They need to be talking to someone that's advising them and say, okay, you need to buy higher limits. It's not going to cost that much more. And the protection, it's far more risky to underinsure from a liability perspective than it is to underinsure your home.
Mm-hmm. How would a... because most people are not insurance experts, but so they may not even know that they are underinsured. I mean, what would a homeowner do? Come to McKay Insurance, and would they bring their policies that they have currently to kind of show you? And then do you folks take the time to look through that and then make recommendations?
Absolutely, we do. It's helpful because we see how your coverage is written and perhaps make recommendations. We certainly are not going to look at that and say, okay, we'll just duplicate this policy and give you a quote. If that's the kind of quotes you're getting, then stop. Be sure you're getting more advice than quotes. Mm-hmm. You want to be evaluated, and we would be the first ones to tell you, look, you've got great products. They're great prices. You need to stick with what you have. But we also might make some recommendations to change what coverage you have, or to encourage you to move it or change it in some fashion to allow our office to handle it.
We have a lot of newcomers to the area. And so if the Charleston area were to experience another hurricane, it probably is going to happen at some point. The deductibles, the percentage, how does that work with insurance these days?
I think that it's probably still quite confusing to the consumer. We've been in a percentage deductible kind of scenario for probably the last 15 years, maybe, in which you'll see on your policy, you'll see probably a flat deductible for what we call all other perils, and then you'll see a separate wind, named storm, or hurricane deductible, often expressed in a percentage. 2-5%. That percentage number means at the time of a loss, your deductible is going to be 5% of, for instance, if your limit's $100,000, of $100,000 or $5,000.
Mm-hmm. So the deductible would only be $5,000 in that case?
And if your limit is $100,000. Okay. If your limit is $250,000, 5% or $250,000. So it's going to climb.
Right.
Based on your coverage, actual coverage limits.
Mm-hmm. I guess what I'm wondering about is sometimes I've heard people talk about saying that the insurance that they have, they would be out of pocket maybe $25,000 to $50,000 before their insurance would kick in. That's kind of a high deductible.
That's a high deductible on personal on a personal policy, on a homeowner's or a now on a $1 million house, that's not a high deductible.
Okay.
But on a home that average home in Mount Pleasant is what, $300,000, $250,000, $300,000. It's pretty high on a $250,000, $300,000 house. On a commercial structure, however, that's there exactly, you're on the money.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, how can folks get more information about McKay Insurance?
We are right down the street on Chuck Dolly Boulevard, and our phone number is 843-881-2229. And if you would give us a call, we'd be happy to sit down and discuss your coverages with you.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Kathy McKay with McKay Insurance. Thanks so much, Kathy.
Thank you. I'm talking about a home.
Been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.